And on the 29th day, Eve took Adam's hand as they stood blinking in the sun. They looked at the land spread out before them as the wind chased those clouds across the plains. Eve turned to Adam, looked him deep in the eyes and said, "Fuck, that garden was small. Fancy a margarita?" This is the 29th day. The age of gods, gurus, priests and bad mothers is coming to an end. And as we stand on the brink, adult orphans, we could be looking for someone to take their place. Anyone to take away this massive sense of space. But maybe, just maybe, you can notice that little voice saying, "What if I can actually be me now? I wonder who I am. Is there actually anything there at all?" We've killed the gods. We're the gods now. So how do you step into being a god? This podcast exists to explore this. I don't have the answers. You have the answers. So let's go play. There. You're listening to the 29th Day podcast with me, Jessica Summers. And in today's episode, I want to share an excerpt with you where I make a bit of a sweeping statement. I say that nothing else really works apart from true grit. Now, I'm not just talking about my program, my challenge, True Grit. I'm talking about that quality of commitment to self, without which nothing will succeed. Yeah, we're always looking for the solutions outside of ourselves, and usually we're doing this when we're right on the edge of stepping into our own power. A space appears and it makes us feel so uncomfortable, so uncertain, that we find ourselves racing around looking for somebody with better information. So I'd like you to listen to this excerpt and think about, actually, what if I could commit to me instead at this time? Now, believe me, I know all about this. And usually for me, a sign of when I could be committing to me and I'm not, when a valuable situation is arising that I'm judging as wrong, the sign usually is that I'm surfing the net looking for online courses or looking for somebody who can solve my problem, supposedly. I don't know how many unfinished, maybe even unopened online courses you might have on your system. I hold my hand up here. I have quite a few. Because that sales page is so compelling, isn't it? When we're in this weakened state, this vulnerable space, this really precious space. And then we see this sales page, this funnel, seemingly promising us everything that we feel we're lacking in that moment. And it's almost like by hitting the purchase button, we've solved our problem. But what we've done really is just turn our back on a space where we could have been more us, where we could have been more accountable, more powerful. Adult orphans, gods of our own lives. So my aim is to let go of this crap, and I invite you to let go of this crap too. And I try really hard in my work to be aware, to be honorable to what True Grit is and what I know is possible, and not to not sell from lack, but to invite from the space of power that you are.
Hey there, I'm Jessica Summers. Today I'm talking about why the process, the method, which is kind of not a method, of True Grit, actually works when practically nothing else does. So it's a bit of a sweeping statement, isn't it? That nobody else's shit works out there, just mine. Okay, well, the key is it's not mine. That's why it works. I facilitate the energy of True Grit, but you're the one who actually carries out True Grit. You're the one who makes the choice to commit. Now, True Grit is a 28-day process, and you choose something to commit to, and it doesn't matter what it is, as long as it makes your heart beat and your hands shake if you think about committing to it. So I can tell you some of the things that I've considered for True Grit. I haven't chosen what my True Grit topic is going to be when the next round happens in September, because I do it with you guys. It could be any of a number of things. So I will share some of the areas that I've looked at and talk about, you know, like what is happening if I choose that, what is happening, why I'm saying it's the only thing that works, how does it work, and why don't other things work. Okay, so some of the areas that I've been playing with, for the last one, it was True Grit and exercise program. I did the exercise, intense Courtney Black exercise, 28-day challenge, and I didn't cheat. And I showed up here. Am I still exercising after that? No, that wasn't the point. What's happened since then? Nothing much. My whole life has changed. So I've stepped into more power. I am so much more willing to be present with my life. The same has been true for everybody who committed to this challenge. But what am I going to do this time? So it can't be an exercise program again. It doesn't fit the criteria. Does it make my hands shake? Does it make my heart beat? Am I getting a bit sweaty? No. So for example, another area that I'm looking at is my finances, actually being conscious and present with my money, looking at what is, rather than a load of projections about how I'd like it to be, how I think it is, how it will, because I'm such a magical being that money's just going to fly to me. Honestly, I really do think that on a lot of levels. And partly because it does happen, but there is still an amazing magic in presence. So that's the number one thing that I'm sharing with you. Whatever I choose, I'm choosing something that if it makes my heart beat, my hand shake, I've been avoiding it. An area of my life, I've been on automatic pilot, or I've been projecting things onto it. And in effect, I'm handing over the keys to my car to that area of my life. So when I commit to doing True Grit for 28 days, I'm basically saying, okay, I'm gonna have the car back now. I don't know how to drive it. It's a bit like those dreams you had when you were a kid that you're driving a car and it's like, oh. So that is what you're committing to do. I'm gonna have the car back. Can I have the keys? I don't know how to drive it. I don't really want to know. I don't know how to drive it, because surely at my age, I should be able to drive this car by now. So what happens? A lot of feelings of failure, of shame for not knowing things, of not good enough, of actually, yeah, maybe you're a bit of a bitch or a bastard in this area and you don't want to look at that either. So all of those areas start to come up when you decide to take the car and the keys back. So finances, relationships, food, like all of the automatic pilot things that we have in our life. And why does this work where other things don't? Well, there are three elements. There is the fact that you are choosing, you're committing to something, right? So you can't blame me. You can't go, oh, well, you know, maybe she's not good enough, or maybe I picked the wrong person, da 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 da. Even maybe I picked the wrong thing to focus on. No, you can't. You've committed to it. And there is a magical process that happens within the group when you commit to it. It's nailed on. You don't pull the decision out and examine it and go, well, I'm not sure if I feel like this today. You may, but don't worry. We got your back. We're there together. You close all the back doors and you say, whatever it takes, I'm prioritizing this for 28 days. I'm doing this. And so you don't waste a load of energy on having conversations about, should I do it? Maybe today's not a good day. What you do is you notice all the voices that tell you why you shouldn't be doing it. You know, maybe like, you're a magic pixie. Money comes to you. If you focus on this, you're going to spoil this. That could be what would show up for me. Okay, so you're getting present with stuff. The other element is you're being accountable. You're sharing this space with some amazing beings, and you want to be in that space, not just for you, but for them. And that's a really big difference. And I'm in that space. I need you to be there for me too. This is how it works, up to a point, because I'm also facilitating from that space, because I also commit to True Grit all the time, or as much as possible. Okay, so I have really got your back. I want you to know that. I'm not just lost in my shit in that space, because that would be a little bit disturbing. Okay, so you've got accountability and you've got presence. Okay, and you have commitment. Now, this is what works about True Grit, because if somebody is telling you no matter how amazing they are, if they're telling you, right, I have this great system, this great modality, and if you do X, Y, and Z, it's going to work for you. And if you're the right kind of client, niche market, maybe it will work for you, until it doesn't. Until you change, your life changes, and then you don't actually know what to do next. So you go to another course because that doesn't fit anymore. Or you don't finish that in the first place because it's somebody else's. I believe that you know exactly what you need to be all that you can be, because that's what I think all any of us want. We're looking for, oh, maybe I want to be this, maybe I want to be that. I'm letting you know, I believe you have a blueprint within you, which is your desires. And that's what you want to be. And you have, if you want it, you have all the keys to getting there. But it doesn't require what you think it does. Yeah, and I include myself in this from the past. We think we have to learn more, get more perfect, basically be less vulnerable to hide the fact that we don't know what the fuck we're doing, that we're ashamed. It's the opposite. All you need to do is this simple, is just step into the space you've been avoiding. And I don't tell you what that space is, you find it yourself. Like, how can you fail? And so I was about to say, so, you know, what's stopping you? Why not come into the space of True Grit? Well, it is what you've been avoiding your whole life. Not consciously, but you've been avoiding it for your whole life. This is the only thing that will change it. That doesn't mean that you can't, I listen to lots of different things, read different books. I love having new tools to use. But unless I am willing to commit to me 100% to be the source of everything in my life, then anything that I take on from anybody else, advice, methods, none of it will work for more than 10 minutes. And you know this is true. It's about you committing to you. What happens after that? Well, for me, everywhere I wasn't committing to me in my life, everywhere I was relying on other people began to show up when True Grit had finished. So there will be another element after True Grit this time, if you want that extra support. But I'm saying that to say this really works, and it works because you're doing it. So if you want to sign up to the next round of True Grit, which will be in September, date to be confirmed, then please go to jessicasummershypnogenics.com and go to the True Grit landing page. And while you're there, take the quiz. Are you an empathic leader already? Probably you're an empathic leader already, because empathic leaders are different from leaders like Boris Johnson, for example. Okay, you could be different from that kind of a leader. You could be a unique leader, and maybe all that's required for you to lead is for you to be all that you can be. And you won't be the kind of leader who goes around telling everybody what to do and what's good for them and how you know it all. I mean, what a relief. You don't have to have all the answers. You don't have to be perfect. You only have to be vulnerable. The one thing you've been avoiding.
You've been listening to the 29th Day podcast with me, Jessica Summers. The next round of the free challenge, True Grit, is actually beginning on the 19th of September. Now, this challenge, it exists so that you can stop leasing your life and totally own it. I'm demanding nothing less than total freedom. You can find out more and sign up at www.jessicasummershypnogenics.com, or you can just check out the show notes for a link. I mean, what have you got to lose apart from your programs and your limitations? I'm so looking forward to growing and expanding together with you.